Hello, everyone. This is Jim Boy Star, and this is the Sunset Flip Wrestling Show. We are just a few weeks away, just a few weeks from the End of the World Roundtable. That's right. Is 2012 it? No, probably not. The following program is for mature audiences only. This program may contain foul language and sexual content. For those that are listening, please be advised. All right, everyone, welcome once again to another edition of the Sunset Flip Wrestling Show. And right here, we have Minoxide joining us this week. How are you doing, Minoxide?
I'm doing fantastic, and I know nobody could see it, but I still have my middle finger up in the air.
Still, that, you know, I wonder if there's a record for longest middle finger in the air in the Guinness Book of World Records. I doubt it, but I'm sure that you would probably be cinched. You probably grabbed that win. Is there a reason it's been up for so long, or is that just a habit at this point?
Maybe it's just a habit from watching a lot of this crappy shit that we're watching this week, especially with booking-wise. That would cause me to do that. So me and Austin would definitely be on the same end on one thing.
Right, right. Oh, no, definitely there's a lot of shadiness or whatnot. I mean, let's just jump in. First of all, before talking about any of the booking, one thing I wanted to talk about was the, we saw a commercial for the WWE Network, and, you know, I was impressed they used, like, the dubstep-ish dance music. I was like, wow, that's different for them. Your thoughts on the whole network?
Okay. Like,
and how they're approaching it. What are they aiming for, WrestleMania now?
They're aiming for the day of WrestleMania, which is strange to me, because you would think, why do it on the same day as the big pay-per-view that you're going to have? It's not even just your biggest show of the year. This is going to probably be one of your biggest WrestleManias of all time, due to it being Rock versus Cena, possibly Undertaker's last match. So you're going to have this network air on the same exact day, whatever. Let's see, what did they say they were going to have? They were going to have the old classic shows. They said they were going to have some reality shows. Oh, that's going to be fun.
They really promoted Legends House in particular, or whatever they're calling it.
Because that's their only idea for it, and they're going to have some sort of Divas show to give Divas some relevance, even though they've proven they don't care about them. But we're going to give them a TV show. All right, good job. Let's see. What else did they say they were going to have?
They didn't really say much. In fact, I didn't even know that they said the Divas thing. I thought they kind of just hinted more Divas, but they weren't specific about it. Maybe I'm wrong. I think all it really was the classic footage. And and by the way, people, just in case, just want to apologize ahead of time. I am having some trouble with my throat, so I just have some cough for the past couple of days. So if you hear me, I apologize. But back to the topic. The Divas thing, I just remember them mentioning it, Legends House, and like I said, classic footage. I think that was it. I mean, there's lots of rumors about what they are going to be having on there. I think Cooking with the Big Show's Wife. And actually, I just read a rumor earlier that it looks like now they might be looking into sports packages, which... I don't know. I guess how certain channels, but I don't even know how to describe it because I don't really watch sports that much. But like where a non-wrestling sporting events might be on there. Ooh, maybe it'll be like poker at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, with The Miz and Randy Orton and all that. But joking aside, you want to know what my biggest fear about this network is?
Okay.
Biggest fear is it's going to end up like G4 Tech. G4 Tech was based on technology, video games, and all this crap. And then what did it have? Now it has The Man Show. It has fucking Cops. It has Happy Tree Friends, which are not bad shows, but they're not G4 Tech.
I understand.
G4 Tech, Yeah, G4 Tech got rid of all of their technology shows. And that's what WWE Network, I think, is going to be like. They're going to have their little shows and all that, and then all of a sudden, Cox is going to come along and say, hey, let's be a part of your channel. No fucking problem. We'll put you on there.
You know what? I actually think, you know, and I had talked about this a couple of weeks ago, too, with Bill, I believe it was, and since then, yes, the plans are in motion for it to be exactly that, especially with the sports thing that I heard. I mean, okay, at least the reality shows, there are wrestlers in it, but the sports thing I heard was nothing to do with wrestlers. It's, like I said, it would be like, I don't know, some obscure game that probably occupies the overnight.
You know...
It's already there. The motions are there. It's like the wheels have started to spin with the fact that it would turn into a G4. Eventually.
You know what's going to bug me the most about this channel is if they start showing the old clips, because they showed the logos of the old Raw, old WCW, old ECW, etc. WWE is fucking notorious for rewriting history.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm going to get pissed the fuck off if I watch an old show on their channel and he who shall not be named because of certain events that happened 4 years, 5 years ago, maybe, is not going to be on those shows.
But he's getting a movie.
The movie? Oh, yeah. That's either going to be entertaining or it's going to hurt the wrestling business. I don't know.
Okay, back to your topic. So you were saying, yeah. So let me ask you this. One thing that I thought was interesting, and I want to get your thoughts on this, is, okay, we know it's a 24-hour network, 24/7 network, right? What do they put on Monday nights and Friday nights? Is it, like, the worst thing that they can possibly imagine?
Who the fuck knows? I mean,
because you don't want to compete against yourself. Like, would you, like, let's put it this way. If they put Monday night, the Monday Night Wars, which would make sense, but at the same time, I would probably start watching. Well, I don't really watch Raw that much now, but, you know, I think more people would probably watch that than the actual 2011 Raw. What do you put on those nights?
You know, it's all confusing, because I've been reading reports that people are, like, running back and forth because the set date is too quick for them to even run a network. I mean, they still need to hire 200 fucking people just to get onto this project. And I'm like, you know, this is typical Vince. It's like he rushes things. Rush, 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 rush. Everything's got to be right now, right now, right now. Like Awesome Truth. We got to break them up right now, right now, right now, because we want to push Miz into the main event. Well, where does that leave R-Truth? Oh, we got to break up the core right now, right now, right now. Even though they were getting booked so well up until WrestleMania, of course. So it's like WWE Network. Oh, we got to have it up right now, right now. Vince, calm down. Take a breather. Take a chill pill. Whew. Things take time. All right.
To be fair, in regards to all of those that you had mentioned, the network actually isn't that hard because, well, I don't know about you. Are you a big wrestling DVD person, or you don't really have that many wrestling DVDs?
I actually have a ton of them. I mean, I have more Ring of Honor DVDs than I do WWE.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter for this point. Basically, all they can really do for the things they don't have established yet, like the reality shows and whatnot, they just play those on loop. It's not so much different, at least that I think, than a radio station's automation system, where no one really has to be there to actually play it. You know, I actually think that, and with all the footage that is already made, the DVDs that are already made, I think that they have a lot of footage just in that. And in that sense, I think it'll be easier, but the thing where it gets harder, in my opinion, is when you talk about all these reality shows, now you're talking about separate crews for each show. And that's where all of your time is going to go into, because for each show, you're going to need cameras to follow them around. You're going to need a producer. You're going to need editing people. I don't know if he's going to do seasons. If he does year-round, he's crazy.
And he's going to probably put Tough Enough on there.
That makes sense. And he'll probably put Superstars and NXT on there.
Oh, those shows that were so good that they got to get knocked off the, what was it, sci-fi and brought onto the internet?
They got knocked off the internet, too. Well, Superstars did for a little bit. Actually, I think twice. Twice I think that happened.
Oh, that's wonderful. I mean, let's bring those back. I mean, okay. So, Superstars has good wrestling, but there's no story or thought put into it. I mean, fucking Primo and Carlito went heel on Superstars. The Big Mac between the Hart Dynasty, when they broke up, their their big match that they're supposed to go at it happened on Superstars.
I didn't even know that. That's news to me.
If
you were to say to me, true or false, David Hart Smith faced Tyson Kidd when they broke up, I would say false until you just said that.
I remember watching it and the emphasis put onto it. Fucking Tyson Kidd.
I figured that. I'm not surprised by that. But, you know, all this stuff about the network, the one thing I will say also is I understand why it's WrestleMania for them. Because ultimately, that is when they're going to get their most attention. Because after that, after Rock versus Cena, you know, it would all be downhill as far as the rest of the year goes, as far as attracting viewers, you know, people that came in just to watch The Rock, excuse me again, just to watch The Rock gone by the summer, unless he stayed around, which I doubt.
Well, usually WWE's trend, I've noticed this, there's two periods where they're really good. WrestleMania, the road to WrestleMania, that'd be from Royal Rumble to WrestleMania, and the summer. Because the summer, they usually pull something out of their ass.
And then drop the ball on it.
Oh, yeah. They
like, Nexus, CM Punk. This is second consecutive summer.
No, Nexus, they didn't drop the ball on. They allowed somebody to just swipe it from their hands, and the ball popped, and it fucking, all the air went out. That's what happened with Nexus. So.
All right. I mean, like, for me, it was ruined in the segment. But again, we're going off topic. Back to the WWE Network.
Oh, God.
Where do you, and this will be the last thing for the WWE Network, because I can tell you're so excited about this topic.
It's not that. It's just that it's so convoluted, like, how everything's going about. That's just my problem. It has potential to be very good for, of course, the WWE fan. But it's like, okay, you were mentioning earlier they have so much footage to use for now, but it's like, how many times are you going to replay that footage until everyone's like, okay, I've seen this before, or, oh, I've got a copy of that, I've got a copy of this, why do I need to watch it? I mean,
no, you're absolutely right.
They're going to have to pick up on something, and they only announced the Legends House, whatever that is. It's supposed to be like Surreal Life or some shit.
Right.
But, and then you got the Diva show. That the reason I knew about the Diva show is because they asked the fans. Oh, let's let the fans decide what they want to name a show dedicated to the one thing we give two flying fucks about. Okay. All right. No problem.
I mean, that's what you know, that WWE creatives hit an all-time low when they're asking fans to name the shows.
Mm-hmm. Cyber Sunday, anybody? We don't know what stipulation we should give the match. Let's just let you decide.
Yeah, I still don't think fans ever really voted on that one either. But we'll see what happens in regards to the WWE Network. When we come back, we're going to talk about some Impact Wrestling with who they actually sent down to OVW. We'll be right back with some more Sunset Flip Wrestling Show.
Baby, now that I found you, I won't let you go, because together, we can listen to archives of the Sunset Flip Wrestling Show at sunsetfliprestling.podomatic.com.
All right, everyone, Jim Boy Star back here with Monoxide. It is the Sunset Flip Wrestling Show right here on Decadance Radio. And one thing that I read was OVW's now in relations, working relationship with Impact Wrestling. But the weird thing is they think they also have a relationship with Ring of Honor still. Now, I believe it has been mentioned that neither tie is looking to be broke anytime soon, according to OVW. But I can't help to feel like it will eventually. But the first two wrestlers were sent down to OVW from Impact Wrestling, and those were Anarchia and Robbie E. Monoxide. This is being treated, I guess, equivalent to FCW for WWE. Were those two guys two right people to send down there for the first trial, or were they perfectly fine and they didn't need to be get set down there?
Okay, Anarchia, I'm looking him up right now. He's the guy from Mexico, America, now right. that I see who he is. Because I didn't know by name who that was, and I still vaguely know him.
Sure.
The first time I've heard of him was leading up to, what was it, the 9/11 pay-per-view, so that would be No Surrender. Because a friend of mine basically strapped me down on a chair and put a thing on my head and said that if you leave this chair, you're going to get electrocuted unless you watch TNA pay-per-view. But anyways, not the point. So I watched this guy, and I don't really know much about him other than that he looks like Hunico, pretty much. Anybody who don't know this guy, he looks like Hunico. And
well, except he was there first. So wouldn't it be the other way? Hunico looks like Anarchia?
Well,
and actually, I'll give you one other thing. I thought Hunico looked more like Homicide from a distance at Survivor Series.
That's what I was about to say. Homicide, whatever you want to go with. I don't know much about him, so I can't really say if he's sent back to OVW. What is he sent to, as a trainer or as a student?
No. This is like I said, it's supposed to be like a equivalent to WWE's FCW. So my assumption is if someone from the office, I guess, feels like someone needs to be polished up on their ring work or promo skills, I assume it's the same thing like that. Just like how, you know, your lower tier guys from WWE might get sent down to FCW.
Well, I'm actually shocked then that they sent Robbie E down there because, not because of his in-ring work, but they had to put so much time in his stupid jersey. Sure, damn it. I've met Robbie E before. Pleasant guy. Great guy. He's quiet, but he's a very good guy. But Robbie E, the thing is, they put so much emphasis on him and Cookie. It was supposed to be a replica of Snooki and Pauly D, and they put so much emphasis on it, and they got the go-away heat. Not because of them, but because of their gimmick. I mean, the stupid thing is, they're competing, they're having Jersey Shore gimmicks competing with Jersey Shore. So, whatever. It's not the point. I mean, it shocks me they sent him there, because they were giving this big push to him, and all this, that, and the other. Now he's all the way up back in OVW. Which, by the way, OVW was their WWE's little FCW. Until they broke ties.
With Deep South, right?
Along with Deep South. Now all they have is FCW. Those two guys, why was one of them not Rob Terry? That's what I want to know.
That's a good question. I can agree with you on that one. You know, like I said, and I expect more people to get sent down there. I kind of feel like it was only two people just to test out the water, because you don't want to send, like, seven people down there until, like, you see what is actually going to happen. So, I understand why there was only two. I expect more in the future. But you said no for Robbie E. What about Anarchia? Or you don't really know that much about Anarchia to actually make a judgment on that one. I think it's fair
exactly.
to say.
All I know is that, I mean, Robbie E. talented, so he didn't really need to go down there unless they're going to just completely revamp his gimmick. As far as Anarchia, whatever, if you want to throw him down there, by all means, I can't judge him. But if you're going to send people down there to polish their talent, why the fuck did you not... Big Rob... Robbie T. Robbie T, for fuck's sake. I mean, the motherfucker... I mean, I don't know what's going on in his mind now, because if you remember last year, he got fucking smacked in the head with a chair. Bare chair shot.
Mm.
Okay, so now his brain's probably scrambled to fucking bits. I mean, you're going to have to send that man to OVW. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Is there anyone else? Because now, what you have to remember here also is they're probably going to send, like lower card people, just because, you know, people that might not interfere with that's not doing anything major. Is there any lower card guys that you have in mind that you would send down to OVW? You got to pick two people also to go down there.
Is Jesse O'Neil still there?
No, Jesse O'Neil's not there. In fact, Jesse O'Neil was going to get sent down to OVW, and he wouldn't go, so therefore he's gone. So they actually did, were going to send Jesse O'Neil down there.
Oh, my God. Okay, because that would have been one guy. You know, I don't know. I haven't watched TNA, like, religiously since, like, 2008.
Right.
I mean, I've watched their pay-per-views in 2009, a few of them. And they had some good
pay-per-views. You're an on-and-off kind of person with this. Like, you catch it every so often, but not enough where, sort of like me with some part aspects of WWE. Fair enough. One thing I wanted to talk about, three words, just enjoy it. One thing that I pride our YouTube page on, and that's www.youtube.com/sunsetflipshow, is unlike every other YouTube page where it's only like one person or it's a person and a friend, in this case, right now, we have three different people, Minoxide, one of them, the Mad Scientist, and Bill, all with different opinions and different thoughts. And one that Minoxide did a couple of weeks ago was just enjoy it, which was a response to some other person, and the 5-star rating system. Why am I going to describe it? Why don't I let you describe what the general basis of this video is?
Okay, basically, the just enjoy it, or the five, let's start with just enjoy it. Just enjoy it is usually a cop-out by a ignoramus troglodyte who wants to sit here and try and defend the one thing that you criticized and actually gave an open argument to. But because they can't defend it, and because they can't just accept that not everybody's going to like the same thing, they just put, just enjoy it. Just sit back. Just enjoy it. Allow them to feed crap into your mouth. Allow them to force feed the fucking piece of shit that they cram their hand up their ass for. That's what just enjoy it is, okay? I hate that argument. Now, as far as the rating system is just basically another way of describing how you like the match. Okay, everybody has their own way of rating things. Okay, some people think that 2 stars is good. Some people think 2 stars is okay. But usually they go by a rating system, all right? And now people are saying, the rating system is pointless. The rating system is useless. You motherfuckers, it's just another way of just expressing your damn opinion. A lot of places do this. Gaming websites, wrestling websites, look at Figure 4 Online. Dave Meltzer's been doing it for, what, 20-something years? Fucking Game Informer does it. Nobody has a problem there. I've never seen these arguments in any other community in my life. The gaming community, I never see them say, just enjoy it when you crap on a game. Music, same fucking thing. Movies, same fucking thing. Nobody says that. It's only this stupid ignoramus community known as the wrestling community that we pull this out of our ass. So, that's... I don't know. I hate that argument, that whole just enjoy it argument. Because it's like, they're basically telling you not to have your own opinion. They're basically telling you, no, just enjoy everything that you see. You're not going to. You're going to eventually find something that's crap. That's just how I see it.
No, and I definitely agree with you in regards to that. And I actually want to talk more about this topic, but what we're going to do first is we're going to do 5 minutes with Mr. Anonymous, and when we come back, more about that, and Ring of Honor news, and I guarantee you a whole lot more from this man over here, Minoxide, right here on the Sunset Flip Wrestling Show. Stop in the name of love before you break my heart. But you can get over a heartbreak by checking out the Sunset Flip Wrestling Show Facebook page at www.facebook.com/sunsetflipshow.
What is going on, everyone? What is going on? This is yours truly, Mr. Anonymous. And I'm back with you for another 5 minutes with Mr. Anonymous. Okay, so earlier this week, I read a story about a tattoo artist who found out that his lady was cheating on him. So, he finds out that his lady's cheating on him. His lady comes to him, and she says that she wants a tattoo on her back of some mess that she saw in Twilight, whatever. So, anyway, she comes in by the tattoo. He says, "All right, baby, I'll give you a tattoo." She did not know that he knew that she was cheating on him. So, instead of drawing, tattooing what she requested, he instead tattooed a pile of doo-doo on her lower backside, and now she is suing this individual. Why am I bringing this story up? Daniel Bryan once again has another girlfriend. Yes, he has another girlfriend in a storyline at this particular moment in time. He had the Bella Twins, he had Gail Kim at one particular point, now it's on to AJ. Now, at this particular moment, Daniel Bryan is one of three individuals that I'm really high on. It's Cody, Dolph, and Daniel Bryan. I'm sad to say that I did not really watch him in Ring of Honor. I'm really kicking myself for that, but better late than never. Anywho, so Daniel is with AJ now. I always, looking at Daniel Bryan, he's a good in-ring performer. No, he's a great in-ring performer, but on terms of a face, he's, man, iffy to needs a little work. Now, a couple weeks ago, we saw Daniel Bryan and Mark Henry had a back and forth promo, and Daniel Bryan came off as a heel and said promo. I was really impressed. I didn't know that was his intentions, but it is what it is. Now, going back to the tattoo and what that happened. Okay, so here's what I think. We can give Daniel Bryan something fresh, something new. So Daniel Bryan is dating AJ. Woo 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 woo. Daniel finds out that AJ has been sleeping with whom? Mark Henry. Yeah, I know. Whatever. Anyway, so AJ is sleeping with AJ is sleeping with Mark Henry. Daniel Bryan finds out. He's angry. He is upset. So, but he does not let her know about it. So, AJ gets a title shot against the Divas champion, whatever. And Daniel Bryan is at ringside. It's like, oh, please be there to help me. Like, oh, no problem, baby. I got you. So, he's there. So, she is about to win the title. And out of nowhere, Daniel Bryan, I don't know, hits her in the head or pushes her or whatever. And she gets pinned. She's like, what happens? And then he just goes off on her. Says, you're nothing but an evil woman. And I'm done with you. I'm done trying to please you. I'm done trying to please the fans. And I'm going to give you a tattoo of poop on your back. And she's like, what? And he's like, I don't know. I'm just being weird now. So, Daniel Bryan, he turns heel. And then, instead of seeking revenge on Mark Henry, he says, you know what, player? Thank you for taking that trick off my back. And he's like, yeah, I guess. Mark Henry. So, Daniel Bryan instead goes after Punk. For his title. And yeah, we know that his briefcase is going to go out to the SmackDown champion. But Daniel Bryan's a heel now, quote unquote. And he's like, screw that. I'm going after Punk. So he goes after Punk, and this leads to a big epic battle at WrestleMania. That is my strange idea to turn Daniel Bryan heel and see a match between him and Punk. Or William Regal. Whichever comes first. It doesn't matter. Now, I have to give a real big shout out to the Bobby Roode family. This past Thursday, we saw TNA put Bobby Roode's family into the mixture of his feuds, and they came off great. I have never seen a family perform that well who have never been in front of the camera. Whoever did that entire segments with Bobby Roode's friends, his wife, was tremendous. I can't say nothing bad about it. This far since anything I've seen from any family in wrestling. Yes, I'm looking at you, McMahons. You all suck. Alright? Look. With that, the MVP for this week goes to the Rude family. Shout out to you all. I hope I see less or a little more of you in the near future. With that being said, that has been 5 minutes for Mr. Anonymous. Until next time, peace.
On December 22nd, it is the End of the World radio show. It is a special edition of the Sunset Flip Wrestling Show, focusing on the fact that 2012 could be it. So tune in for this 2-hour special right here on Decadance Radio, the End of the World Roundtable, as part of the Sunset Flip Wrestling Show. And there it is, the End of the World Roundtable coming up in a couple of weeks. Next week, we have the, I'll be joined by Eric, and we'll go, it's the All Final Battle 2011 show, and also I'm going to announce who's actually going to be in this End of the World Roundtable thing. Monoxide, before we continue, it's 2012, it, are we done as a species, as an existence?
Part of me wants it to be, just to erase some of these people, but I don't know. I'm not a religious or ancient Mayan person or whatnot. Let's not get into a religious discussion.
That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But yeah, so that's we'll give the lineup next week for the on the final battle show for what's going to happen on the round table. Before we went to 5 minutes with Mr. Anonymous, we're talking about the three words: just enjoy it. That Monoxide did on the YouTube page, and you can check out Monoxide and all the rest of the videos at www.youtube.com/sunsetflipshow. I have to agree with Monoxide, of course, in regards to just enjoy it is just stupid. Like he said, you're pretty much asking people to not watch it with the mind. And for me, like, I've been getting into a lot of different television shows for, like, the last year and a half. I criticize everything, if something, you know, as far as that goes, but ultimately, I enjoy the shows that I enjoy because I have some, you know, there's something about it. You know, but I'm going to take for an example of, I'm just trying to think of someone, one of these shows that I watch here that I could think of a good example for. Okay, like The Office. All right, just watched that, the holiday episode, the other day, and I thought it was a great holiday episode. But I still hate what they're, and I tell my friends this, I still hate the Daryl Val storyline. It's a relationship kind of thing, because I don't like the Daryl character. Guess what? I'm criticizing it. I'm not just not saying anything and just enjoying the Daryl storyline. Sort of what I think you're trying to say, correct?
Yeah, it's pretty much like, say, you know what? We can take that logic to a whole nother level, all right? Let's take three shows that are so infamous in the world of professional wrestling.
Okay.
TNA Victory 2009, ECW December to December 2006, and one of my personal favorite, Heroes of Wrestling. All three have one thing in common, ladies and gentlemen. They are all panned for being the worst shows that you can ever watch in wrestling history. Okay? Let's take your logic. Just enjoy it. I mean, come on. I mean, granted, they're being sloppy. They don't give a shit about getting your money's worth, but just enjoy it. Let them fly around the ring and let them not give you your money's worth. Just enjoy it. Why not? I mean, come on. The Jenna Maroska and Charmel, just enjoy. Watch Jenna Maroska spit in the face of professional wrestling. It's no big deal. Come on. Fuck them. Seriously.
And, you know, I don't particularly give star ratings myself, but you're right. All it is just a
way for someone to rate something. It's just a different form. Some people might give it, like, 8 out of 10, 4 out of 10. I don't do that. I kind of just say, this was good, this was okay, this was awesome. But if I say this is awesome, that was probably, like, 4. You know? That's my way of rating things. It's not as, I guess, I'm trying to think of the right word. As formal? No, that's not the right word. Help me out here. What am I trying to look for?
I guess it's a simpler form.
Conventional? Traditional? Traditional.
Okay. We'll go with traditional.
Because people do 5-star ratings. So anyway, yeah, no, but there's got to be a way to rate something. And again, just because someone rates something like a 5 stars doesn't mean like, oh, well, then, you know, just because someone else didn't like it doesn't mean anything. You could still have your own opinions. I don't know if some people understand that.
Especially this community, because I don't see this in any other community where they pan the rating system or they say just enjoy it. I've gone to music communities, I've gone to gaming communities on the interwebs, and nobody uses this excuse, not to my recollection.
Not to my recollection either. I kind of follow somewhat of the same things as you, especially with video games.
Yeah, and then freaking you go to wrestling, and then you got all these morons saying, oh, just enjoy it, because somebody here didn't like something that you didn't like. If somebody, like, take Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker 2, for example. Anybody who rated it lower than 5 stars, because that's what I rated, 5 stars, I didn't give a shit. I really didn't. I could debate with them all day about why I think they really should have taken a better examination on why that match is better than what they give it credit for. But I'm not going to sit here and say, let's just enjoy it. Just sit back and be a mindless drone zombie and accept everything that the wrestling world feeds you. No. Come on. That's the reason we have the thing in between our ears and inside our skulls. It's because that's what makes you unique.
And, you know, I think the term for just enjoy it, I think I've actually heard it a bunch of times for, like, you know, or what, not the same thing, I guess, exactly, but the Tuesday, what was the Tuesday SmackDown that was Christmas-themed or whatnot? Uh-huh. Like, it seems like a lot of people, from what I've read, a lot of people, like, thought the show was terrible. I've read, like I said, some websites, I think, that said it was probably the worst SmackDown in the year. But, of course, people are like, well, it's a holiday episode. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly, that's like just enjoy it, but not using the same wording.
I mean, we weren't expecting a 5-star show, but we shouldn't be expecting a fucking show that's going to make us regret wasting 2 hours giving them a cable rating.
Right, exactly.
So, fuck them. No, I don't like that. I hate that excuse because it's a cop-out. It's the worst cop-out. It's like the many other cop-outs that I just can't stand. You just want to win the argument. You just want the last word. Just enjoy it. You're a critic. You're not a wrestling fan. And you're just going to criticize everything you see. Fuck you. Take this middle finger and shove it up your you-know-what.
Not only that, but when you really get down to it, everyone criticizes everything outside of wrestling, too. I mean, think about all the decisions that you make in life in general. You know, the minute someone looks at a couch and says, oh, that couch is ugly, you're criticizing the couch. You're being a critic right there.
Hell, even if you're praising the show, in all technical terms, you're a critic. Because that's the whole point of being a critic. You are criticizing something, whether it's in a positive way or a negative way. So even if you're sitting there saying, oh, this show was good, you're still being a critic.
Right.
So no matter what, you're a critic. So shut the fuck up.
There it is. That's maybe I'll have to use that as a sound effect at a later date.
Okay.
But, you know, the one thing that, since you gave us one of yours, and before, we're about to go into Ring of Honor stuff coming up in just a second here, but I want to give one of mine just so we get your thoughts on it, whether you agree. I don't like people that are actually, and I only hear this in wrestling. Again, this is why wrestling is so different from everything else. Is like when you, I've listened a couple of years ago, I listened to a whole bunch of shoot interviews or saw a whole bunch of shoot interviews. Mm-hmm. And some people would give the indication that you can't say anything as a fan because you're not doing it. You're not part of the business. And I hate that argument from them. Because in that case, you can't have an opinion about anything.
You know, I could sit here and say, all right, you don't want us to criticize how you take bumps and this, that, and the other. Fine, because we haven't done that part of it. But I know, just from a logical standpoint, why storylines suck. This is why TNA is in the shape. Oh, no, excuse me. Let me rephrase. Impact Wrestling.
Thank you.
This is why they're in the shape that they're in, because they can't come up with a decently written storyline that we can all follow. I think most of us that criticize wrestling mostly criticize what the storyline is. It's not so much the in-ring work, although that can be criticized too, but that's a whole different ballgame. I think most of us, at least myself that is, have more of a criticism towards what is written for storyline and how to get people over and how to make a star and this, that, and the other. Because, okay, you want to use that argument of how, we can't judge because we're not in the business. Well, you're in the business and you're still fucking it up and you're still not making any stars. So what does that say? I mean, come on. The Miz right now is a struggling star. You want to know why? Because it's not because of him. It's because you keep making him look like a goddamn bitch. Just look at Raw as a prime example. He got into the title match because Randy Orton beat the tar out of him and threw him in the ring and got counted out. Oh, yeah, that's going to make Miz look like a winner. Come on. Jesus Christ. But I'm not in the business, so I shouldn't say.
Right, exactly. It's stupid. Again, I look at that as, I guess in a way, a cop-out, just because, like, let's say someone said that and they're a wrestler. Okay, fine. Then, you know, you realize that any sport that you watch, you can't say anything. What? That football team didn't do great? Nope, you're not playing football. You can't criticize that. Or, you know, oh, the restaurant had tainted food. You're not a chef. According to you, you can't criticize that.
Better yet, I mean, let me take two more examples. Most of the writing team on WWE are not even wrestling fans to begin with. But yet, they have more of an opinion than us, even though they're writing this trash. And secondly, this name should be synonymous with every pair of ears and a pair of eyes that have watched and heard of pro wrestling. Vince Russo. Enough said.
But like I said, I just don't understand that. You know, I hate when people, wrestlers, would use that. Because, like I said, in that case, then let's have you play then. You cannot criticize anything in your life. Like I said, chef, you know, you can't criticize chef. They didn't make your food right. Nope, you're not a chef, so you can't say anything about it. But let's move on to some Ring of Honor. Now, Ring of Honor has announced, in my opinion, a match at Final Battle that could steal the show. It's the Ring of Honor 5-Team Gauntlet. What are your thoughts on this match?
Who's in it? Because I was trying to get to the site, and the site is down at the moment, so to get who is in it.
Is the site down? Because I gotta look, too. I think, I know it's, two guys, there's, the Bravados are in it. I'm trying to go by memory, too, because I'm looking now, and the site's down. Because professional. Oh, do you got it?
No, I don't. I tried to go on Wikipedia, and it has five matches on there. It has, Roderick Strong versus TBA, Kevin Steen versus Steve Corino, which that should be interesting. Jay Lethal versus El Generico for the ROH TV Championship. The World's Greatest Tag Team versus Briscoe Brothers for the ROH Tag Team titles in the match that I'm looking forward to. Holy shit, I didn't even know this. Davey Richards as the ROH champion going up against Eddie Edwards with Dan Severn.
Oh, I knew
the
that.
ROH champion. I haven't been following Ring of Honor at the moment because that's just me. I have my phases of what I really follow and what I haven't. Like, right now, I've been following comic books morely at the moment, so, yeah. And as far as ROH, I will be there. I will be at Final Battle. I will be front row, so you'll probably see me. I'm thinking of either coming with a Daniel Bryan shirt, because that's my tradition, go to Final Battle with a Daniel Bryan shirt, or dressed up as Zack Ryder. I think I'll go with the Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, that sounds easier, too, because all this is a shirt.
Yeah, whereas Zach, where are you?
I'll try to do this by memory. Like I said, I think the Bravados were in it. I know the one team that I haven't seen, but I know they've been teaming lately, Cedric Alexander and Coleman. I want to say Caprice Coleman. Mm-hmm. Let's see. The Young Bucks, I believe, are in that.
The Young Bucks, yeah. They're a very talented tag team. I'll give you that.
I want to say Future Shock is in it, and now I'm missing one team. And then what? Who in the
ANX?
World is that one team?
ANX.
Why do I think that they're fighting the... No, I guess they're... Who's greatest tag team fighting again?
They're fighting the Briscoe Brothers for the tag
titles. It probably is ANX then. Alright, so we kind of figured it out on our own, and if we're wrong, oops, sorry. Ring of Honor site, because guess what? We are actually recording this on the day that the show airs. It's just not live. So, which means, more than likely, later tonight, if I were to do it live, I wouldn't be able to tell you then either.
Yeah, but, right now, I mean, that could be a show stealer, but then again, I mean... This is just coming from me. My three favorite wrestlers in ROH right now are El Generico, which he's fighting Jay Lethal, Kevin Steen, obviously, which he's fighting Steve Corino, which is going to be a hype match, and Eddie Edwards.
Okay.
And I was real pissed off. I'll admit this. At Best in the World, when Eddie Edwards lost the ROH title, I was pissed. It was like, he only had the belt for 3 months.
You're right, it was a very... And you know what? And I was also actually pissed when El Generico lost the TV title.
Yeah, I was pissed at that, too. I mean, it was like, why? Why did he have to lose so quickly? And especially El Generico. I got pissed off at that. It reminded me of just recently when Gail Kim defeated Velvet Sky for the women's title. It's like, you put all this time and effort into making Velvet Sky, making a success story. You finally did it, and she lost it in a month. Same thing with Christian. Christian lost the belt in 2 days. That type of shit pisses me off.
Didn't Dolph Ziggler have like an hour and a half reign as world heavyweight champion?
If you want to go that far, but I think the most embarrassing was Yokozuna, 5 minutes.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. I don't know, I kind of feel Ziggler was worse, though, for some reason. Whatever, but no. Anyway, let's go back to Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor, the other thing that was of note is they had an 80-minute match. You hear about this one?
I did hear about that, but it involved a lot of guys, and it was an elimination.
Yes, but it was 80 minutes. They're touting it as, you know, the longest wrestling match, although that's not true.
No, it's not.
I believe... Can you help me out here? I know that there was one that was mentioned that involved, like, CM Punk. I think it was CM Punk versus Chris Hero from years back.
Yeah, but that was 70 minutes, I think.
Oh, was it? Oh, I thought I read somewhere that was, like... Actually, like, I thought it was longer.
Maybe you're right. I don't know. I could have swore it said 70 minutes.
But anyway, the point is that they're going to use parts of it for the Sinclair tapings. Now, let me ask you this. Is that just lazy of them, or is that actually innovative?
What, just using clips of it?
Apparently, I think they're going to show, like, matches within, like, the next couple of weeks, going to show the whole match. But in portions, because it's only an hour show.
I don't think that's really necessary. Only because, like, people are going to, like, watch a couple minutes of that. And then they got to wait another week just to, like, follow up on what happened. I mean, what they would have to do for that to work is that after they show, like, a couple of that, the very next week, they're going to have to, like, show everybody what happened in the first clip so that everybody's caught up in what happened. Because otherwise, people are going to get lost.
Right. We'll see how they handle that, because I'm pretty interested to see how much... You know, when it comes to Iron Man matches, to me, like... I don't know if the record's trying to be made, like, recently, within the past year, because I remember last year at this time I had a guest on this show. I believe his name was Gary Yap, and I don't remember the promotion off the top of my head. But I know his guy was trying, two guys from his promotion were trying for, I think it was a 6-hour Iron Man match. Or was it three? So I don't remember. I apologize. But I remember hearing that it was canceled because I followed up with the guy and said, hey, just wanted to see how your Iron Man match went. And it was, like, canceled into the next year. Then I didn't hear anything about it, which makes me think that it didn't happen. I think that there's a difference between an Iron Man match being good and being bad. Just because people wrestle for a long time doesn't mean it's good. My favorite example of that would be John Cena versus Randy Orton from like 2 years ago in what I still consider the worst Iron Man match of all time. I don't remember what event.
I know which one you're talking about. I saw that too, but the worst 1 hour match I've seen, and it wasn't an Iron
doesn't
Man
have
match.
To be, doesn't have to be an hour. It could be longer. That's something with.
But it was
Iron
it
Man.
Was an hour.
Okay.
It was an hour. It was Austin Aries versus Tyler Black at Final Battle 2009.
That
I was
there
live. I was there live. I was front row balcony. I remember the day clearly. I went there. It was a very snowy. It was going to
yes,
be very
it
snowy. It
was
going to
it's blizzard.
Blizzard. And I remember about the half hour mark, we were all like saying, we want to go home. We want to get out of here because it's getting bad, this, that, and the other. And they fucking when the announcer said we're a half hour into it, another half hour to go, we knew right then and there that we're going to go Broadway. And it was like, but either they were going to go Broadway or Tyler was going to win in like the last minute. And if Tyler Black would have won, then it would have been all right. But no, Austin Aries retained. I love Austin Aries, don't get me wrong. But he retained. It was like, well, what's the point of that? So we wasted an hour for them to go Broadway for no fucking reason. And the match wasn't even that great to begin with. There was so much slow spots. So and we're talking Austin Aries and Tyler Black here, two great workers. They just couldn't do it that night. We were just like, ugh. And then we leave, and then it took me about 2.5 hours to get home, even though it's supposed to take a half hour.
It should be noted, first off, I just want to say I was at that event too, and yes, this would have come, this is immediately second after Orton Cena for me. I was there, I'll never forget it, because I was with my friend Landy, and I remember we wanted to leave because we were afraid about the blizzard. Because it was a bad blizzard. I think it was even record that. Because there was parts of me that thought that they were even going to cancel it. Nope, didn't do that. And here's Aries and Tyler Black. And it should be noted to everyone listening, this was not announced as an Iron Man match. It was just a regular match with, an hour time limit, I think. Or was it? Yeah. So, who ever takes that seriously? So, here I am. I'm like, all right, we're getting out of here right after this match ends. I figure it's going to be about 10, 15 minutes, because it was already late as it was. I think the match started at 11, right? Or a little after. 15, 20 minutes into it, I put on my coat, ready to go. Waiting. Then, like you said, half hour, I'm like, no, are they really going to do this? It's like, then 45 minutes in, took the coat off, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, it was, and not to interrupt you, but just to show how severe the storm was, Grizzly Redwood and Necro Butcher's flights were canceled to come to the show. What were they, in Florida or something? And they couldn't even make it because their flights were canceled. Just to show you.
Yeah, and I kind of felt more bad for everyone else that might have driven to the place. As I was like, oh my god, this blizzard's coming down real bad. I just kind of hope no one gets hurt on the way home. Like, I was okay because I took public transportation. Yeah, it was a bitch, but at least I didn't have to, like, I'm terrified of driving in the snow. Have been for years. So I was less worried about myself, but I was like, I feel really bad for these people. I cannot believe there's a blizzard out, and this is the night they decide to go 60 minutes.
Yep.
I just said, it's just wrong. It's just common sense. You shouldn't do that. It'd be one thing if the match started at 10:30, but it started after 11 o'clock.
Yeah, and I had a friend who lives up in upstate New York that came to watch the show. He didn't get back till 5 p.m. Sunday. So that just shows. And with me, I mean, me was less severe, but I met up with a friend and we wanted to go to his house. He lives all the way in Brooklyn. We were thinking about going to his house and just crashing and just like talking and all this and that and the other, like we did at Glory by Rain. We saw the storm and I'm like, you know what, Mike? That's my friend Mike. I told him, listen, I can't. The storm's too bad. And he's like, you know what? You're right. Everybody's leaving, this and the other. I called up my friend Gilbert. He said, I'm going home. He lives all the way up in the Bronx. I get into the bus stop, and usually it takes me a half hour to get home from the time the bus leaves to get to my house. 2.5 hours to get home, because we got stuck at one point after we got out of the Lincoln Tunnel. heading into Weehawken. It was fucking horrible. It was terrible. So that's why I would consider that the worst hour-long match, only because I was there and it was like, can we end this already? I mean, people were just like, all right, I understand people were a little bit disrespectful, but Jesus Christ, they had some sort of a right to be because they wanted to get the fuck out. And that was like, and especially since you were not going to give Tyler the title, why did you have it go an hour?
Yeah, that really surprised me even more when he didn't win, because we were like, oh, this is where Tyler wins. He's going to get this one. Nope, wrong. And it should also be noted. Oh,
whoop. That's just me.
That's all right. No problem. It should be noted also that there was this. In regards to the blizzard, it was ridiculously windy. Because that's what killed it. I mean, if it was just blizzard, some people might be like, "Yeah, I'm okay with this." But
it was windy.
The problem was the wind, and really, like I said, there was really no excuse. But anyway, let's take a quick promo break here. When we come back, we'll talk about a certain return from to WWE. Jennifer Lopez may claim that she's real, but here's what is real. The Sunset Flip Wrestling Show's YouTube page has returned, and you can check it out at www.youtube.com/sunsetflipshow. You're listening to the Sunset Flip Wrestling Show right here on Decadance Radio. It is the only pro wrestling show that plays random parody songs like the one that you're listening to right now. Push, Mark Henry. The ratings start to rise, but this should be no surprise. Push, Mark Henry. All right, everyone, Jim Boy Star back here with Monoxide. It is the Sunset Flip Wrestling Show right here on Decadance Radio. I wanted to talk about a return in WWE. Lillian Garcia.
Back to SmackDown.
Really? You're that excited about that?
Sarcasm for the win.
I guess. Yeah. Your thoughts overall, though?
Let's see. Will she advance storylines? No. Will she be in the ring to put somebody over? No. Will she manage somebody to get somebody over? No.
Will she take bumps?
Will she take bumps? No. Yeah, kind of useless. Next topic.
Yeah, especially since we don't have bra and panties matches anymore. Even that thing goes out the window. But yeah, so you had something in mind. Go ahead. What did you want to talk about?
I wanted to talk about, because I've been thinking about this just for a couple minutes now, and actually for a while, but it just came up to mind. Who do you think, because usually by now we have the inkling of who would, but who do you think will win the Royal Rumble this upcoming year?
Chris Jericho.
Yeah, but why Chris Jericho? Like, let's say Chris Jericho does win. So he's going to either face, at the current moment, since the champions, either CM Punk or Mark Henry.
Because Chris Jericho is going to feud with CM Punk. He's coming back on January 2nd. Yeah, that's it, right? January 2nd. So to claim back, because Punk says he's the best in the world. So, and Jericho used to say he's the best in the world. He's coming back to take what's his. They fight at WrestleMania. It's all pretty predictable.
But at the same time, they've been rumoring Jericho to face Undertaker.
Oh, I don't believe that for a second. Honestly, right, I kind of feel Taker should just not even be on WrestleMania. Because this is going to be his 20, right? This coming is 20, right?
That'll be, if he wins at WrestleMania, it'll be his 20th.
Right, so he needs to fight Cena.
Yeah, but...
And he can't do that this year. And come on, you know, it's not like Taker's going to bring more buys to this. Rock, honestly, they could put on the shittiest card ever, and they'll probably still get a million because of Rock Cena.
Yeah,
you could have CM Punk fight Primo Cologne. Actually, don't let me dream like that.
Primo, we're still wondering if he has a job there or not.
Oh, no, he is. I'm keeping tabs.
Yeah, I still question it even to this day. But as far as The Undertaker, I mean, there's two names mentioned for him to fight, either Chris Jericho or Wade Barrett. Those are the two names I keep hearing he'll face at Mania.
I just still think you do Cena, Undertaker, and then call it a career.
All right, but now you have Cena and Undertaker. Who wins?
That's tough, but you know what? That toughness is what makes that match interesting. Whereas you put Undertaker versus Barrett, Undertaker wins. Taker versus Jericho, Undertaker wins.
All right, but at the same time, they're not going to allow Cena to lose at Mania. They just aren't. This is my problem with WWE. They're way, way too protective of John Cena. So it's so protective that I'll even go as far as to saying this. I see The Rock being the heel in that match before I see Cena being the heel in their match.
Okay.
That's how protective they are of him. So to see Cena lose to The Undertaker, they want everything they can to make sure Cena gets light. That's why they had what they had on Raw. The whole him giving up his title match so that Zack Ryder can have his U.S. title match. They desperately want us to like Cena.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to. And it's not because he's terrible in the ring or he's terrible at this. It's because of his fucking gimmick. His gimmick sucks. It's stale. It's boring. It's been the same since 2005. Change the fucking gimmick so that everybody can like it. He doesn't have to go heel, but change it. But they're not going to do that. They are too freaking secure on him. For whatever reason. I don't get it.
Going back to your Rumble question, why do you think someone else would win? I love the fact that I was asked who's going to win the Rumble, and I'm currently picking someone who's not even in the company, by the way.
There have been rumors, like everybody's been guessing Dolph Ziggler, only because he's going to lose the United States title at TLC. That's without question. Some people have been rumoring Miz, which I guess would help him out.
Let me just say this. I'm sorry to interrupt you. If Jericho is not coming back, then I pick Miz. Because I do, at the beginning, like towards the earlier part of the year, I figured CM Punk would be in a lengthy feud with Miz at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say that's what was going to happen. Because I've always said, when CM Punk started to get his big push in the summer, what I said was, this could be CM Punk being this generation's Steve Austin, and The Miz being this generation's Rock. The Miz is The Rock, CM Punk is Steve Austin.
I thought. Yeah, okay, but I don't know if I necessarily agree with that, but to a certain extent, actually, because I guess to a certain extent I do actually agree with you in it. I just think, you know, I think, well, he's not even doing that gimmick anymore, really. CM Punk, where he was, during Money in the Bank, he was Voice of the Voiceless, The Rebel, or whatnot. I don't think I really see him as that anymore, especially after this Monday. I don't know, just another guy. I see that they have made him, I guess, more normal.
Yeah.
And, you know, so if he was still doing the Voice of the Voiceless, I think they should base it on that maybe Miz is the new suck-up, because Miz is taking the Cena route where he does a lot of media appearances for WWE. And do you understand what I'm saying or not really? Because I know I'm not.
Yeah. He's not CM Punk's a complete opposite of that.
Not anymore, but I mean, if he was still doing that, then it would absolutely make sense.
Yeah. I guess, I don't know where it would go for Royal Rumble. I was thinking about this because it's like, who would actually win? I highly doubt they have enough faith in Jericho winning the Royal Rumble and it being good. I don't know.
Let's put it this way. If January 2nd comes along and it's Jericho, Jericho's my pick to win. If it's not him, it's Miz that I think is going to win. Let's put it all on the line right there.
Yeah, I'll say either Miz. I'll probably say Miz.
But, yeah, so, and whatchamacallit, so what do you think of, do you agree with me that WrestleMania really doesn't even need much? Rock Cena sells it all.
Yeah, but if you want it to sell even more, you should have
I don't even think it really matters. Because think about how many people just order it just because it's WrestleMania. You could have garbage on there and you'll probably get, like, you know, 500... No, not a million, no, because they just hit the million last year for, like, the first time in, like, a couple of years. But I would say there's probably, like, 500,000 to 700,000 that probably would buy it just on the name alone.
Okay, but would you want to buy 700,000 more or get 700,000
I don't think it really matters. I think that they're sold already. I think that if you ask a wrestling fan right now, will you buy WrestleMania? I think most will say yes because they know Rock versus Cena is happening and you could add absolutely nothing else to that card.
Okay, yeah, it's going to make money, but it's going to make even more money if there's a stacked card along with it.
Don't agree. Like I said, I'm just...
I agree.
So,
I firmly believe if you have Rock versus Cena and you have a really good card, not only are you going to have the people that buy the show just for Rock Cena, you're going to have people buy the show because they're going to get more as well as Rock and Cena.
The only thing that I might agree with that they would get more buys for is if there is a noteworthy celebrity. I don't think it has anything to do with the matches. Unfortunately, I heard that prickhead LeBron James might be there. That would piss me off. He gets a middle finger from me.
LeBron James, I don't give a shit about LeBron James. I tried with him like with Floyd Mayweather. They only exist in my world.
But, we're about to wrap this show up. Do you have any final topics that you'd like to speak about while we have you here? And, of course, like I said, don't forget all the upcoming events that we have next week. All Final Battle 2011. And then the week after, it is the last show of the year. It is the End of the World Roundtable. Monoxide's pretty confident that it will not be the end of the world.
Yeah, because I'm not... They keep saying it's the end of the world all over. May 21st was the end of the world. It didn't happen. What are you going to say? Because Macho Man died the night before that he gave an open drop to Jesus Christ and then it just all stopped? Nah, there's no rapture. There's none of that. And plus... We're basing the end of the world because the ancient Mayans didn't finish the calendar. Come on.
All right, with that in mind, any final thoughts from you, Monoxide, before we get going?
To all you fans that say just enjoy it, go fuck yourself. Final Battle is on December 23rd. Order it on internet pay-per-view on GoFightLive.tv. WWE Network might be a good thing, but who knows? OVW, who cares? Lillian Garcia, who cares? And, Miz for Life, CM Punk for Life, Daniel Bryan for Life, and Christian for Life. Thank you.
Miz for Life? All right.
Oh. Hey, Miz is Lord. Don't insult the Lord's name in vain, okay?
Wow. Wait a minute. So you do have a religion.
No.
No, you say you had no religion, and now you're like, oh, Miz is Lord. I'm like, wait a minute.
No, Lord? I didn't say he was God. I said he was Lord.
Isn't that still, like, religious, though?
No, that just means
I thought you hung up on me. I heard loud bang. Like, it's like, oh, shit, did he get pissed at me?
Nah. Miz is king. All right, there's a better term for it. He is king. King of the world.
I guess I don't have any real arguments because I don't really watch WWE. I don't particularly have a favorite. I guess I would choose, if I were to have a favorite, probably Mark Ratings Henry, since he is Ratings. But
Mark
Ratings Henry.
Mark Ratings Henry. Yes. Even though the poster that he was on Vengeance, the Vengeance pay-per-view, got terrible buys, and he was one of the big figureheads of that pay-per-view. Enough said.
Yeah, he's not Mark Byrates Henry. He's Mark Ratings Henry.
Oh, so he could draw in ratings, but he can't draw in money.
Well, he can't draw it. I mean, come on, you're basing it all on WWE's booking. That's not fair for the pay-per-view. Whereas Mark Henry, I guarantee you this. Guarantee this. Tomorrow night, Mark Henry's in the main event against John Cena. Rating goes up. He's in a significant match, a main event caliber match. Ratings will go up. Just like how when he captured the belt, it was the highest rating since April, because apparently Orton versus Christian, no one cared about. Because it coincided with when that feud started.
All right, so people are willing to watch Mark Henry so much, and they're such fans of him, but they're not willing to buy the pay-per-view to support them.
Would you buy... Okay, but would you buy... Look how much... Do you realize how much a pay-per-view is? It's a lot of money for a WWE pay-per-view. Not Ring of Honor, though. Ring of Honor is very affordable. You should check it out at Go Fight Live.
All right, but now this is why people don't get over. This is why this company is losing money, because people are so fickle into wanting to pay for a pay-per-view. And granted, yes, booking does suck, but if Mark Henry is the guy that you want to see, if Mark Henry is the man that you want to continue main eventing, you should do something in order to support him. And television ratings means dick fucking shit. Just ask WCW when they gave Goldberg the title on Nitro. Yeah, they got the highest rating, but just imagine what would have happened if you would have won the title on fucking pay-per-view. Thank you.
By the way, you realize what Goldberg was going against. It was actually a non-match. I'll never forget this because I always use this against Goldberg fans. Do you know what he was going against?
What was he going against?
He was going against, it was the week where it was supposed to be a triple threat. Undertaker, Mankind, and Kane. And Mankind and Kane came out. Austin was an announcer. And Undertaker's music played like twice. He didn't come out. And Mankind refused to fight
Kane.
Oh,
yeah. Kane was Undertaker.
That's what WCW went against that week. A non-match. Of course they got the easy win.
Yeah, but see, this is what I'm saying. That just proves my point further. You could have used that as a pay-per-view buy rate. But no, you decided to put it on free television, and you made no money off it. Good job.
Speaking for myself, I would not have bought that because I hate Goldberg. But that's just me.
What? Same here, but the majority is what matters. So.
Right. No, that's what I said. I just said note from self. Not a Goldberg fan. I don't know if I don't like Goldberg more or Triple H more. Like, it's kind of a toss-up. I would probably say Triple H only be... See, you know what? You know, I don't know about you, but like when I don't like someone, it when they go away, it fades away because they're not in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say right now it's Triple H, even though he hasn't been in the eye either, but he's been on more recently.
To me, Triple H... I have a different hatred for Triple H than I do for Goldberg. Goldberg is more just, he sucks in the ring, he sucks on the mic. What was so appealing about him, this, that, and the other?
I agree.
Triple H, to me, it was more along the lines of anytime he's put in a feud with a new young star, the new young star ends up looking worse after the feud. I wonder why.
And he's able to bury an entire roster in one sentence. Now, that is impressive. I will admit that.
Oh, yeah. He buried the whole entire ECW roster one time.
When was that?
Oh, shit. It was sometime in 2008 where they had him and, I think, John Cena going by. Right.
I remember John. It was a handicap match against the ECW roster. I do remember that now.
And he completely destroyed them, making them look like idiots. Okay, yeah. Triple H, that's my issue with them. In fact, think about this! CM Punk's character started to die down when?
Triple H returned!
Ah, yes.
Trust me, I'm 100% with you with this. And I'll tell you what, if you're not, since you're like me, I would highly advise you not playing The Road to WrestleMania in WWE 12.
I have played it, but I haven't played Triple H's.
Not going to like it.
I assume it's a burial fest.
Let's put it this way. Let's put it this way. Triple H is referred to as a 16-time world champion.
Uh-huh.
And ultimately, the goal is probably going to wind up being he has to get 17.
To beat Ric Flair's record.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Goodbye.
All right. Have a great week, everyone. We'll be back next week with the Ring of Honor Final Battle 2011 show.